Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. It's a pleasure to welcome to our studio the legendary American singer Ralph Stanley and guitarist James Shelton. The two of them have worked together as part of the Clinch Mountain Boys, and Ralph Stanley, of course, for many years as one of the Stanley brothers. And Ralph, since the unanticipated success of the soundtrack to Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, the type of music that you've been singing for decades has suddenly again become American popular music. What do you make of all this?
Well, I'll tell you, I think the soundtrack from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou has done more for this type of music than anything that's ever happened to it. And for one reason, they put this out where people could hear it. In the 55 years that I've been in the business, you know, it's been just a few people heard it. Never was publicized. And they put this out where it could be heard by millions of people. And I believe that when the people heard it, they might not be too well pleased with what they call country music now. And I believe they found something they were looking for.
Mm. Now, what do you call this music? You don't call it country, do you?
I would call it old-time country or folk, just old-time American music.
Yeah. I mean, words like old-timey and bluegrass, I mean, these words get thrown around a lot, but it seems like a lot of the people who actually sing these songs just call it, well, what's the phrase, that high lonesome sound,
well,
right?
A lot of people call it the high lonesome sound, but this is more of a folk singing, I think.
Yeah. Now, after all of these years of recording, of touring around with the Stanley Brothers and the various other singers that you've worked with over the years, you've finally made your first solo record, simply called Ralph Stanley.
Yeah, I'm very proud of that. And, you know, I've always been a tenor singer the most of my career. And I've sung a lot of tenor and some lead, but for the last couple of years, I've just about do mostly lead and don't do too much tenor, and that way I believe that actually suits me better, and I enjoy singing the lead, because if I'm a singing solo myself, if I want to go wild and go off on something, why, I won't have anybody to mix up.
And does that happen? I mean, do you get a chance to do that?
Well, yes, it's according to the spirit. You know, you get the spirit when you feel that. Why, you a lot of things comes to your mind that maybe wouldn't just ordinarily.
Hmm. James, have you had the experience of, you know, running as fast as you can on stage to keep up with Ralph there?
You have to stay awake and be alert. You have to pay attention. A lot of times I can tell what he's going to do by the way he introduces the song. So if you pay attention on stage and get to know Ralph pretty well, you can stay on top of things, but you can't just stand around and sleep. You have to stay on top of it.
Now, the album, simply called Ralph Stanley, features a lot of really old songs, Ralph. I mean, something like Matty Groves, for example, that's an old English folk song. It goes back many centuries.
That's some old songs that Larry Ehrlich and T-Bone Burnett sent me, and some of the songs I'd heard when I was young, you know, just a boy growing up, and some I hadn't. But I liked all of the songs. Mm-hmm. I guess they sent me probably 50, 60, or 70 old-timers, and we picked out, I think, about 19 and recorded them, and we're going to do a lot more of the of the old timers.
Well, there's certainly a lot more where this came from. So now, growing up where you did, what part of Kentucky were you from?
Well, I'm from the southwestern part of Virginia.
Ah.
I'm about 25 miles from the Kentucky line, about the same from Tennessee line, and about the same from West Virginia,
mm-hmm.
down in the Appalachians.
Right. And that is a part of the country where lots of English and Irish immigrants came, you know, in the 19th century, even earlier, bringing their music, their fiddling. And you still feel a lot of that sound in this music.
I think that has a lot to do with your singing or whatever you do, because it's a way that you're, where you're born, the way you're brought up, and the way you talk, and just the life you live. And I think you can feel it in more when you sing, if you've had the experiences and know what you're doing.
Yeah. We're speaking with the legendary American singer Ralph Stanley, and why don't we hear you singing something? This is called The Girl from the Greenbrier Shore?
Right.
Just from the title, I'm guessing that this might have an Irish background, too.
Oh, it's a dandy.
All right. And James Shelton, going to accompany on the guitar?
Right.
All right, here's a live performance in our WNYC studio on today's edition of Soundcheck.
Okay, anytime you're ready.
Was in the year of 92. In the merry month of June, I left my mother and my home so dear to go with the girl from the Greenbrier Shore. My mother dear, she said to me, said, son, don't you go, don't leave your mother with a broken heart, and go with the girl from the Greenbrier Shore. But I was young and reckless too, I craved a reckless life. I left my mother and my home so dear, and I chose that girl to be my wife. Her hair was dark and curly too, her loving eyes were blue, her lips were like a red, red rose. That girl I love from the Greenbrier Shore. The months rolled on, years rolled by. She left me all alone. Now I remember what my mama said, never trust a girl from the Greenbrier Shore.
That's some live music on our 4th of July edition of Soundcheck, and it is some great American roots music from Ralph Stanley, singing Girl from the Greenbrier Shore, and James Shelton playing the guitar, part of the Clinch Mountain Boys. Is that, Ralph, is Clinch Mountain Boys still happening as well, in addition to the solo thing you've done?
Yeah, I still work with the Clinch Mountain Boys.
Mm-hmm. Recently, John Cohen put out, well-known photographer, musicologist, put out an album called There Is No I, which features a version of the now well-known Appalachian song Man of Constant Sorrow by Roscoe Holcomb. You must know Roscoe.
I have traveled with Roscoe Holcomb.
Right.
Yeah, I went overseas with him in 1966.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, over in Europe.
So, well, that's interesting. How was this music received 35 years ago? An Ocean Away.
We played this Royal Albert Hall. Is that the name of it?
London,
in London?
Sure, yeah.
And we did done a lot of the old time singing. We Roscoe, he lined them, and I lined them. We sung a lot together, and it just went over real big.
Yeah. So they got to this stuff 3 decades before "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou" brought it home to us here in America.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now Roscoe's version of "Man of Constant Sorrow," he says in the notes to the song that he kind of got it from you, and of course you sort of owned that song, in a manner of speaking, for a long time.
Roscoe Holcomb was a little bit older man than me, but, you know, the Man of Constant Sorrow, I think, had died for years. And I think I'm the man that brought that song back in existence and have carried it for 55 years.
And your latest recording is with a group called the Wayfaring Strangers.
Right.
And what was that like, doing it in a kind of contemporary jazzy setting?
Well, I enjoyed that. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm. Going back to, for example, the Roscoe Holcomb version, there's lots of extra letters in the words when he sings it. Is that how you sing it traditionally as well, putting consonants at the beginning of words that would otherwise start with a vowel? Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, I just sing it the way it comes to me, you know, just the way I feel it, and just as lonesome and mournful as I can.
Mm-hmm. So if it doesn't quite sound the way it's written on the page, that's part of the whole charm of the...
That wouldn't be me if I went with the book.
Right. All right, so now we had the opportunity when you were in New York in June to record you at the Bottom Line, and the album is simply called Ralph Stanley, about a dozen songs, some great old-time things.
I'm real proud of that that CD.
Mm-hmm. Some of it music that you've been singing for a long time, and some of it perhaps new to you? Is that possible after all these years?
There's a couple that I've sung lately, but most of it I'd heard when I was a boy, and some of it I hadn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I just heard it back in January when I recorded it.
Right. Well, Ralph, it's a great pleasure to have you here, and guitarist James Shelton, thank you for being here as well. It's really been a pleasure to have both of you.
We appreciate it.
Sorrow, I've seen trouble all my day. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the state where I